Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating
and Air. When you call to have your home or business's heating and air serviced, what do you expect from them? A salesman in a colorful truck? Or do you expect a highly trained expert with your best intentions in mind? The answer is obvious. Call the company that treats you like family. My name's Malia, and I look forward to answering your call.
Family Heating and Air Conditioning is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating and Air.
Another big story we're following here on a Monday is Arrest Watch, as the grand jury has reconvened in Manhattan. Fat Alvin trying to indict Donald Trump for hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. They're claiming that by doing that, it violated campaign finance laws. This is a story that's been dragged out in the media. And Donald Trump's had a pretty big hand in that, because last week, almost over a week ago, he said that on Tuesday of last week, that's when he was going to be arrested. Well, Tuesday came and went. No arrest, no indictment, no arraignment, none of that kind of stuff. And here we are in the same situation.
I wonder if Bill Clinton made anybody sign any NDAs. I mean, that's what this whole thing is, right? I mean, this is Donald Trump made Stormy Daniels, didn't make her, but suggested, yeah, hey, look, I'll give you $100,000, or what was it, $130,000, sign a non-disclosure agreement. I think Stormy Daniels had a bit of buyer's remorse there. I mean, $130,000 is nothing to Donald Trump. She should have asked for a whole hell of a lot more. And I think that's a little bit about, you know, when this finally came out. And when did this come out? Before the 2016 election? Did Stormy Daniels come? Did that come out? So I think that's one of the aspects I find funny, is that she she got ripped off. And then her lawyer rips her off, that scumbag Avenatti. You know, he's wearing $15,000 suits, and she's up on some pole in Richmond, Indiana.
Abdul had a front row seat,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
He covered it from a journalistic standpoint for the Hammer and Nigel show.
Right.
So Donald Trump, you would think, you know, most people, if they feel like an indictment is coming, they'd be on pins and needles. They'd be frantically talking to their law team, trying to figure out ways to get out of it. Not Donald Trump. He does things a little differently.
Yeah.
He had a rally in Waco, Texas, this past Saturday. And here is Donald Trump at that rally talking about the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, targeting him in Manhattan.
Million pages we gave over to various groups, including Congress. The new weapon being used by out-of-control, unhinged Democrats to cheat on election is criminally investigating a candidate, bad publicity and all. You get bad publicity. It's the craziest thing. I got bad publicity and my poll numbers have gone through the roof. Would you explain this to me? Explain that to me, Dan. Mr. Congressman, you got to explain it to me, because nobody else has ever heard of it. But you know what? It gets so much publicity that the case actually gets adjudicated in the press. And people see it's bullshit. And they go and they say, it's unfair.
I love when he drops the BS bomb.
A little casual swear word in there for the rally crowd.
I mean, like, at some point, he's going to drop an F-bomb.
Oh, it's going to happen.
If he gets indicted or something like that, he's going to have another rally. This is F and BS.
I mean, what's he got to lose at that point? Here's a little bit more from that rally if you didn't see it. Again, I think Newsmax was the only media outlet that covered this. Wasn't on Fox, wasn't on CNN, obviously.
Newsmax back on DirecTV, I heard, by the way.
Yes, that's true.
Big story.
Here is the former president talking about he's the one that can defeat the deep state.
Either the deep state destroys America, or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country.
And I think that's a message, if you listen to that crowd right there, that resonated, I think, the most with the crowd. Because I got to admit, I watched a little bit of it on Saturday. There wasn't a lot of juice in the crowd.
Well, I'll say this, too, and I know we're getting ready to play another clip or two. I didn't notice a lot of activity from the crowd when he was attacking DeSantis. Did you feel that way? Like, in terms of the crowd response, he started talking about DeSantis, and then he kind of went another direction, right?
And comes to me, tears in his eyes. He's at almost nothing in the polls. And he's fighting somebody that's at 42, and he's got almost $30 million in the bank. He's at almost nothing. He's got no cash. And I said, I can't give you an endorsement. There's no way you can win. You're dead.
did.
But he fought a little bit like 150. He was certainly no Jim Jordan, that I can tell you. He fought a little bit, just a little bit, on impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, meaning on television, because I didn't know him very well. But I saw him, so he came and he really wanted. I said, you can't win, can you? How do you can win? Sir, if you endorse me, I'll win. Please. Please, sir, endorse me. And I said, all right, let's give it a shot.
And the crowd didn't seem too amped up by that at all. And my question for you is attacks on DeSantis, is, talking about Alvin Bragg, talking about, I think there was a horse face reference in there. Is that going to bring new Trump voters in? I'm not talking about the base. I'm not talking about the MAGAs that are no matter. Is that bringing new Trump voters to the table?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if it moved the needle or not, but again, the good news was that joint was packed. No other politician could pack a place like he does. Bad news was it didn't feel like there was a lot of juice. There wasn't a lot of energy.
It's like when he attacks DeSantis, it kind of comes off like he's scared of him a little bit.
Matt Baer has a look at the roads.